practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank the Lord for the great opportunity that we have to come to you on this Sunday morning with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church along with other Bible-believing Christians. And it is my prayer that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today to honor the Lord, to be built up in the faith, and to be an encouragement to others as well. We want to begin the program this morning with a song entitled, And Can It Be? That's a tremendous song, and every time I hear it, I think of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says, But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That word commendeth means to demonstrate. And you know, when we read throughout the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Scripture teaches us that God has loved us with an everlasting love. Well, he demonstrated that when he sent his son Jesus Christ into the world to suffer and bleed and die, paying the wage of our sin, and then coming forth out of the grave in order to give us eternal life. And of course, for every one of us who call upon the name of the Lord, we do have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross because of God's great love for us. So God's great love is amazing, and today we should give him the honor and the glory and the praise for that great love. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. That, of course, is the main purpose of this particular broadcast every Sunday morning, and that is to begin your day with a focus on the Lord, and then to encourage you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where you can obey God, where you can encourage others, where you can grow in your faith, and you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. If you are in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area and you don't have a church to attend, I give you an invitation to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is tonight at 6 o'clock. And by the way, this morning I will be continuing my series of messages on biblical revival. You know, revival is when God's people get right with God. And this is my fifth message in the series on biblical revival. And I'd invite you to come on out and be a part of our study in the Word of God today. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we have our midweek service with our children and youth ministry at 6:30, our single moms ministry at 6:30, and then at 7 o'clock, our prayer meeting and Bible study. And as I mentioned, every Sunday morning, Dr. Chris Davis is taking us through a study of the book of Ephesians, verse by verse by verse. And what a tremendous study it is. And if you like to study the Bible, then, of course, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church is a place for you to be, and I would invite you to be out with us. Certainly, if we can serve you spiritually speaking, don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you've never yet trusted Christ. We'd love to help you grow in Christ if you are a Christian. And certainly, if you have any questions about the Bible, do not hesitate to call us. Now, if you've recently trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, we'd like to get a book in your hand entitled Now That I Believe, which is a book that really explains what happened to you when you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I think you would find that to be a very practical book as it relates to your Christian life. So if you've just come to Christ, or maybe you've been saved for a while and you're still not exactly sure what it means to be a Christian, contact us, and we would be delighted to get that book into your hand. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. Our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us. And that email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona. That's fbc@fbcaltoona. And truly, we would love to hear from you. It seems like recently we've been hearing more from our media audience, and we appreciate that very much. Even if you just have a prayer request, send it our way. We would be more than happy to pray along with you according to your need. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you and I praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to put together the Voice of Faith radio broadcast for those who are listening. And Father, you know each and every person who is under the sound of my voice at this very moment. You know their spiritual need. And it is my prayer right now that those who do not know Christ will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that those who do know Christ will be taking heed to the Word of God today as we deliver it, so that they might grow in their relationship with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we put these programs together to be an honor to you ultimately, and it is my prayer that you'll lead, guide, and direct through the rest of the broadcast, that everything that is said and done today will be done to the honor and to the glory of your great name. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith entitled, When Morning Gilds the Skies. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to Psalm 18. Psalm 18 and verse 30, where the Word of God says, As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Psalm 18 and verse 30. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Christian's Body, let's listen to a great hymn of the faith entitled, Redemption Draweth Nigh.
Here's a time that's come and gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come. Your eyes upon the eastern sky.
Oh, it is so true. Each day we are getting closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 speaks of the rapture. And when that takes place, the Bible says, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air with them. And I'm looking forward to that. And believe it or not, it could happen today. You know, I've been around a long time. I'm 73 years of age. I've been in the pastoral ministry for 52 years. And as far back as I can remember, preachers have been preaching on the return of Jesus Christ. And I believe that it could happen at any moment. There's nothing yet that needs to be fulfilled in the scripture before the rapture takes place. Of course, only God knows when that's going to happen, but it's important that we be ready. And the way to be ready for the rapture is, number one, to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then secondly, to be serving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, so that when the rapture does take place, you'll hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." How we can thank the Lord for the fact that one of these days we will be taken to be with the Lord in heaven. And I say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Today, I want to speak concerning the Christian's body. And I want to begin the message with a question for every Christian. And by the way, when I'm talking about a Christian, I'm talking about one who has trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and I trust that that is you. But my question is, who does your body belong to? Now, you might say, well, Pastor Gary, it belongs to me. Well, you know, you are just using your body. You are just living in your body if you are a Christian. As a Christian, your body, and as a Christian, my body, does not belong to us, but it belongs to God himself. And therefore, we should see that our bodies are being used to please the Lord. And I'm talking about that from the physical and the spiritual perspective. Physically, we should take care of our bodies. We should keep ourselves as physically fit as we possibly can. We should eat the best food that we possibly can. We should take care of our bodies physically. But also, it's important that we take care of our bodies spiritually. In other words, it's important that in our bodies we live in such a way so as to please and to glorify God. The passage of Scripture I want us to focus on this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, where the Apostle Paul speaks under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and he says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." What a passage of Scripture that is. That is a passage of Scripture that you and I should focus on and apply to our lives every day. If we took the time to read down through this particular context, we would find that the Apostle Paul had just been teaching Christians to avoid fornication. And of course, keep in mind that fornication basically speaks of any form of sex outside of marriage. And the reason why, as Christians, we should avoid fornication is because of the fact that fornication is a sin that is done in and through the body. And our body belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our body belongs to God. And so if we get involved in fornication, this is kind of a sad thing to take into consideration, but nevertheless it is true. When a Christian gets involved in fornication, he is pulling God into that sinful condition with him, because the Christian's body belongs to the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that God is sinning. No, that's not the point of emphasis. But by virtue of the fact that God lives in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit, if we get involved in fornication, then we are bringing this temple that belongs to God into that sin with us. And that's a terrible, terrible thing to take into consideration. But our body belongs to the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, we see three things to take into consideration about our body as Christians. Number one, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Paul says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God?" The fact of the matter is, the Bible teaches us that the moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, the very moment we trust Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit takes up His permanent residency in our life. Romans chapter 8 is one of the passages that brings forth that truth, where it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." That simply teaches us that the Spirit of Christ does not dwell in the body of the unsaved, but the Spirit of Christ does dwell in the body of every child of God. And we can go down through Romans chapter 8 to verse 14, where it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." By virtue of the fact that the Spirit of God dwells in us, we have the great privilege of crying unto God and saying, Abba, Father, and asking God to guide us and direct us as we go throughout the course of life because of the fact that the Spirit of God lives within us. So the moment we receive Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit takes up His residency in our life. Now, if the Spirit of God is not in you, you're not a Christian, because the Spirit of God permanently indwells every Christian, and He never leaves a true child of God. And so our body is the dwelling place. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is in our lives and in our bodies as Christian and as Christians, and that's an important thing to take into consideration. Secondly, this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 teaches us that our body is the possession of God. Not only does the Spirit of God dwell in us, but our body belongs to God. Again, verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6 says, "Ye are not your own." And verse 20 goes on to say, "For ye are bought with a price." In other words, the body in which you and I live today as Christians is not our body. Our body belongs to the Lord. And we should take care of our body physically and spiritually because of the fact that our body belongs to the Lord. For we are bought with a price. What is that price? It is the price of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over in Romans chapter 1 and verse 7, it talks about our great salvation in the Lord and what we have in Christ. And it says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." When we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we become a child of God, and our body becomes a possession of God because we've been purchased with the redemptive work of Christ, the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. And since our body, therefore, is purchased by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have no right to do with our own bodies what we wish, because our bodies belong to the Lord. It is God who should direct us what we do in our bodies and in our life. Just as is the case as we see in Acts chapter 9 and verse 6, when Saul became saved, and of course we know that Saul eventually became the Apostle Paul. But when he got saved, he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And of course that should be the prayer of every one of us as Christians. Our bodies do not belong to us. Our bodies belong to the Lord. And every day, we should say, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And then, of course, as the Lord gives us that direction, we should say, as Isaiah said back in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 6 and verse 8, "Lord, here am I, send me." So as a Christian, your body is the temple, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the possession of God. But then thirdly, we see from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, that our body is to glorify God. Notice what it says. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Everything that we do in our body, we should do to glorify God, because our body and our spirit, everything that we are, in other words, belongs to Him. Now that word glorify is an interesting word. It simply means to magnify, to extol, to praise, and to honor. And what that is teaching us is that in our body, we are to be living in such a way so as to magnify, to praise, to extol, to honor God. Not to do what we want to do, but to do what God wants us to do. To dedicate our bodies unto Him to be used for His glory. That involves obeying the Word of God. That involves living a Christian lifestyle. That involves applying Romans 12, 1 and 2 to our lives, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Our bodies belong to the Lord, dear Christian, and when others look at us, they should see godly qualities. When others look at us, they should see us magnifying, praising, extolling, and honoring God. Listen, dear Christian, God has given you your body to represent Him and to honor Him. Do so. Give your body to the Lord. Honor God through your body. And you'll hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, when you see the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ, call upon the name of the Lord today and ask Him to save you. But if you are a Christian, present your body a living sacrifice unto God. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to church, and until next Sunday morning, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying God bless you and keep looking up, for remember, Jesus could come again today. Amen? Yes, amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.